Well, did anyone catch the connection this morning between our reading from the Acts of the Apostles and the Gospel of John? There might be more than this, but I counted three connections. First, what's Jesus doing? It's his farewell speech to his apostles at the Last Supper. What's Paul doing? It's his farewell speech to the people of Ephesus before he goes to Jerusalem. See the connection? Jesus going to Jerusalem, saying farewell. Paul going to Jerusalem, saying farewell. Second, who's he addressing? Jesus is addressing the original 12 priests, the apostles. Who's Paul addressing? The presbyters of Ephesus. What are presbyters? The priests of Ephesus. So not only are they both saying farewell, they're saying farewell to the same group of people. But that's not what's important this morning in these readings. What's important is what each of them are saying to these priests. What are they? What's Jesus saying to the 12? What's Paul saying to the presbyters of Ephesus? It's actually the same message. He's doing the same thing. What did Jesus say to his father? Father, consecrate these men in the truth. What does Paul say? I commend you to God. Both Jesus and Paul are handing these men over to God. Jesus saying, Father, consecrate them. Paul saying, Father, I commend you into your hands these men. Where am I going with this? I want to talk about the words consecrate. It's a Latin word that means to set something aside for worship, to set something aside in order for holy things. So the Jewish people would have consecrated all kinds of tools and utensils for Jewish worship. They would have consecrated them. We talk about consecrating a diocese to the Sacred Heart, to the Immaculate Heart. What are we doing? We're handing over a place for worship. So often, everyone, we think of things and places to be consecrated, a chalice, a vestment, an altar, an ambo, so on and so forth. But Jesus is not consecrating something. He's consecrating someone. Paul is not consecrating something. He's consecrating someone. One of the great adventures that you and I can do is to be consecrating not simply things to God, but consecrating people and anxieties and worries and concerns to God. That our job, especially at Mass, is to be consecrating things to God. That is to say, to be handing things over to God for worship. So we come here with a whole bunch of anxieties and fears and tribulations, and God is saying, please hand those things over to me. That's what worship's all about. We hand things over to God so that he can then take care of them. The greatest consecration that ever happens in this cathedral happens every single day, several times a day, today, three times a day at that altar, where we take ordinary gifts of bread and wine, and what do? We hand them over to God. What does he do? He makes them holy. During that time where we're preparing the altar, what are we supposed to be doing? That's the time where we're handing things over to God. Why? So he can make them holy. Because he doesn't want our anxieties and setbacks and tribulations to be in vain, but he wants to do something with them. So let's never waste a Mass. Let's always know that the Mass is meant to be an opportunity for God to make not simply things holy, but ideas and things in our heart holy. That's what Christ did at the Last Supper. That's what Paul did in Ephesus, and that's what we're about to do right now.